Mobile.
WA Mobile.
Hey, KJ4WZM, how are you today?
I don't know. This is Steve. Who's that? As in Daniel Net Controller Daniel?
Be me.
Daniel as in, Boa Constrictor Daniel?
Yep.
Me in there with Dave yesterday when we were trying to find that airfield.
Tim Dennett, you fly drones with Dave.
Drones, I don't get my drone out that much, but I fly fixed wings. I don't really do any helos. Just fixed wings.
Fixed wings or fixed wing microlight rideable private.
Oh, RC. Now, let me tell you something. I have managed to go through my entire life without jumping out of a perfectly good airplane or hanging my butt off of 10 square yards of fabric.
I'm all about hanging my butt off of 10 square yards of fabric. I will be doing that.
You go, boy. Now, if it ain't got a big engine up front, big enough to haul my honey around, I ain't there. So have you got an ultralight?
5 to 10 grand, and training runs 5 to 10 grand. Would I have that much money to throw around? I will absolutely be buying one, though.
Go. Now, one of the flying fields, I'm sure Dave mentioned it to you, if he knows that you're into ultralights, one of the flying fields I'm going to try to get a membership at is up at Foothills, up at Jordan Road, and there's a lot of ultralights up there.
I would probably fly towards there from Glassy Mountain.
Ultralight that you fly?
No, I'm aircraft right now. That's going to change. I'm working on it right now, too. That's going to change. Once I have the money to, I will definitely be doing that. It's going to be one of my little side hobbies. Over time, eventually, after I already own my own truck, because I'm going to do that too. After I own my own truck and I make better money because of driving for myself, then I'm going to buy my own small plane, like a Cessna 172, a small single propeller aircraft. Basically a Honda Civic with wings, if you will.
Say, money pit?
They're 30 grand for one of those planes.
Cessna 172 for 30,000, you let me know. I tell you what, have you been looking at trade a plane lately?
Most of this stuff was about 5 or 10 years ago. Planes weren't really that bad back then. Honestly, I had been looking online. I'd seen quite a few flyable planes. I'm not saying I didn't need work at all, but I'd seen quite a few flyable planes in the 20 to 30 grand range. Half decent stuff started at 30 grand and went up toward 60 to 70. But I had actually seen Cessna 172s from like 1970 that were up to date on their maintenance for around 30 to 35 grand. I saw that.
And when did you see this?
About ago, back when my brother had started flying.
Go take a good, hard Google look here lately, bud. You might get a 5,000-hour in need of a overhaul, something with about 2,500 hours on the engine. For about 30 to 40, but if you get anything, if you got any time left, man, you're talking bucks. You get at any of the club meetings tonight?
Let's see, club meeting tonight? No, I won't be there. No.
Yeah, Dave and I are going over to the group club tonight, and watching them do this little micro VNA.
172 is a, it's a 150L, my bad. Built in 1972, $29,000. It is not a tail dragger. It has a regular tripod wheelbase underneath the, one underneath the propeller, two off to the side. It's an, like I said, it's a 1972, $29,000.
A 2000. 172S, and they're wanting $300,000 for it.
So, I wouldn't go with the 2000, I'd go with the older one because that's what I could afford. I can't afford a brand new plane. There's a lot of half decent planes from the 1970s, which is the time scale that I normally look at.
Here's a 1985 Cessna 172P Skyhawk. They want 170 for it, and it's got about 600 hours left on it before it needs a major. 1972 Cessna 172L Skyhawk. It's got 4,300 total. It's got 1,150 since major. And you know you gotta have a major every 2,000. And they're wanting 90,000 for it.
There's a lot of fairly expensive planes out there then.
172. Oh, okay. Well, that's why. 1968 Cessna 172. 3,200 total. 400 since major, so that means you got 1,600 hours to fly yet, which is low time on the engine, and they're wanting $110,000 for it.
They're pretty expensive. The 18-wheeler, you can buy the cab one, a decent one that isn't in immediate danger of breakdown. The starting price for a decent one, used, with around 400,000 miles on it. The starting price is around 30,000. Starting price for long noses is typically around 50 to 60,000 under the same conditions. Long nose being W900 Kenworth or 379, 389 Peterbilt. And then for newer trucks than that, it's more expensive. Like a newish long nose truck is around 90,000, but a brand new of the regular ones is around 90,000.
So what you want to do? Go long haul?
Yes. I'm tired of dealing with dispatchers fussing at me because they schedule me for an impossible time. Long haul for Hawk Trailers in Marietta. Right now I'm local driving for Greenco in Cherrydale.
Well, have you ever heard of STI?
Enough experience. I'm liking a few months. It went 2 years. I have 18 months.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, if you can get back with your experience in about 6 or 8 months, and get on with STI. They are a good outfit. They're strong.
They do local besides over the road, too.
I think you're right. A fellow named Durham owns it. And, like I said, they're a first-class outfit.
I've heard about them. I've called them on the phone, but they wouldn't touch with my experience. So, I'll have to get that fixed first. But yeah, that's what. Once I get my experience down where I can get a higher paying job, with my work assignment for tomorrow. Give me 1 second. KJ4WZM, I'll be back in a minute.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and bail on you, bud. I'm just about to walk into the Greer Club meeting, so it's good talking to you this evening. You take it easy, and K and 4 of UWA, I'm clear.
Good. 94WZM clear.
Repeater time out exit. Repeater time out clear.